Pluss en og lette snøfall senere dag.
Ja, så der holder de på vinteren enda til litt. Ja, og så må vi ta en sørlig del av Norge.
BBC.com/news, you get the latest news stories anytime you like. Whether you're interested in science, health, technology or business, the BBC.com/news website can offer it all. It also gives you the opportunity to listen live to our news output or check the latest breaking news with our minute-by-minute news feed. All this content, coverage and opportunity makes the BBC the world leader in news coverage online. BBC.com/news.
This is the BBC World Service, and on our website you can explore more of our programmes, from documentaries to science. Listen and download at any time by going to bbcworldservice.com. On air, online, and on smartphone, this is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Hello, welcome. It's Newsday from the BBC World Service, live from London. Laurence Pollard and Claire McDonald.
Today, the case involving the WhatsApp messaging service and spyware, which monitors calls.
It was devilishly simple. What it would do is that you would call someone, and what would happen is that the person didn't even have to pick up. It would immediately send this bad software.
Also, why students have managed to get a law professor at Harvard University removed from one of his jobs because he's working as a defense lawyer for Harvey Weinstein. We'll hear from a lawyer.
Political correctness and identity politics prevail at Harvard, and the dean gave in to the loudest students and violated the principles of our Constitution.
Also, a protester in Sudan tells us what happened when security forces turned against them, at least four dead.
And walking to Canada from America in search of cheap drugs. All to come here on the newsroom.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Facebook says it is urging WhatsApp users to upgrade to the latest version of its messaging service, following the discovery of spyware that can monitor
Statens pensjonsfond utland, eller oljefondet, da 2019 startet. Da statsbudsjettet ble lagt frem i fjor høst,